Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week grew up in Warren, Michigan, and received a doctorate in biblical ministry from Landmark College. He's been a salesman for God for 50 years, and his central theme has been the centrality of Jesus Christ. He's also the CEO of Grace Centers of Hope, Michigan's largest and oldest homeless shelter in Pontiac. His name? Pastor Kent Clark, a.k.a. Pastor Superman. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to Pastor Kent Clark, the CEO of Grace Centers of Hope. Pastor, welcome. A real honor to have you.
Well, thank you, Jack. I'm delighted to be here.
Can we start by you offering an opening prayer this evening?
Surely. Let's pray. Our Father, we with the weeping prophet Jeremiah ask for our nation that you be not like a man who's turned to stone, a stranger in our land. We ask that you would speak to us, that you would come on the scene. We ask for revitalization, for revival, for a turning back to you and those principles that made this nation the great nation it has been. We ask this in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen.
Amen. We're with Pastor Kent Clark. Pastor, talk to us about your childhood and your mom and your dad, please.
Well, I was 5 years old when we moved from Lowes, Kentucky, a small town in western Kentucky, to Michigan, to Warren, Michigan. My dad was a Baptist pastor, and he pastored Grace Baptist Church in Warren for 27 years. So I grew up in Warren and went to Lincoln High School there in Warren and graduated and then back to Kentucky to several colleges.
What's the biggest thing you learned from Mom, and what's the biggest thing you learned from Dad?
Well, my mother was a godly woman. She loved her children and loved her husband. And so the element of family. My dad was a hard worker, work ethic, godliness, reliance upon God, looking to God, placed great emphasis on the importance of the family.
It's 1951, you're 8 years old, and you come to know this Jewish carpenter from Nazareth.
I did indeed. It was a glorious conversion to Christianity. My dad actually was witnessing to me. He kind of tricked me. We were having dinner, and I said, "Hey, Dad, do you want to play ping pong?" And we had a ping pong table in the basement. And he said, "Well, sure." And we went downstairs and began to play ping pong, and he began to talk to me concerning my relationship with Jesus Christ. And it was there in the basement that my dad led me to know Christ, and a glorious experience of knowing him as not only Savior, but as my Lord.
You were a very good athlete. You were a natural salesperson, leader. How was it, Kent, you chose the vocation of ministry?
Well, I believe it was a setup. I believe God had a purpose and plan for my life. So many things in my life. You know, as a child in the fifth grade, I failed reading class at Harding Elementary. At that time, it was a tremendous tragedy for me. But it became one of the greatest blessings in my life, because I was held back a half a semester, and took reading classes and actually became an excellent reader, and devoured books now for 50 years in ministry of reading. So it was a blessing in disguise. In high school, I became student council president, president of my class. And then God just kept putting me out in front of people, I think preparing me for ministry. So in college, president of my class again. I see those things as steps that were predetermined and planned. The God of the Bible is definitely a God of purpose.
We're talking to Pastor Kent Clark. And Pastor, you've been a salesman for God for 50 years. What's the basic message of the book, the Bible?
Well, I call the Bible the hymn book, spelled H-I-M. That every verse, every chapter, every book of the Bible concerns itself with Jesus Christ. For instance, the Old Testament says someone's coming. The four Gospels says someone has come. The book of Acts tells us about his death, his burial, and his resurrection. And then from there on in the Revelation, we learned that he's coming back again. And that's the Christian message, actually, that God has invaded history, that God has come down to earth in the person of Jesus Christ. The eternal Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and he came to save us, not to spy out our sins, but to deliver us from our sins. And that indeed is good news.
A half century of ministry. And your central theme for the whole 50 years has been, quote, the centrality of Jesus Christ. What does that mean?
Well, it simply means when I'm preparing for Sunday, I take a text and run to Christ. I point to Christ. I point people to Christ, that we are sinners and he's the Savior. I often say to our congregation that he's a bigger Savior than you are a sinner. I love the theme of your show because I believe that to be true, that anything is possible. And salvation, many times I'm meeting with addicts who are living in the cellar of life. They have, their life is a total wreck, and they are enslaved by drugs. And almost they have given up hope. Drugs are such a powerful demon, the pharmacia of this age. You know, really and truly, it's my belief that America doesn't have a housing problem or even a job problem. We have a drug problem, and it's real.
We're talking to Pastor Kent Clark, a.k.a. Pastor Superman. When we come back, we'll ask him about his first church that he pastored in Kentucky in 1968. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Rasula, and we're with Pastor Kent Clark, who's been a salesman for God for 50 years, and his first pastorship was 1968 in Bryantsville, Kentucky.
Bryantsville.
And the Tigers won the World Series that year.
That's correct. Bryantsville, Kentucky, small church. Sometimes Baptists get to be known for their inner fussing and fighting. This was very unique because we had Bryantsville Baptist Church on one side of the street, and we had First Baptist Church right on the other side of the street. Now, First Baptist was much bigger than Bryantsville Baptist. I was pastoring. I was called to pastor. There was about 15 people in that church. It grew and grew and grew, and God did amazing things there at Bryantsville Church. But that was my first church. That was my first love as a church. Those people basically made up of mostly farm people. But what a wonderful experience it was to be pastor of that little country church.
11 years later, 1979, you found Grace Gospel Fellowship Church here in Warren. 37 years later, you're still its senior pastor. Talk to us about founding Grace Gospel Fellowship Church.
Well, again, it was a very small group, actually made up of people that I either went to high school with or they were part of my dad's church there in Warren. So we started in a family room. There was 14, 15 of us. We met in a family room. They asked me to drive up and speak a few Sundays, and I did that for them, not wanting to move from the home church there in Kentucky. But then God put it on my heart, made the move after driving back and forth for a year, and became the pastor of Grace Gospel Fellowship, and that church has grown to where it is now.
And 37 years later, Pastor, people are still asking you to speak. If you want to listen to him, he's on every morning on WMUZ, 103.5 FM, 7:45 in the morning, 8:45, and also Sunday morning at 9:30, WMUZ. All right. In 1988, you decide to move the church from Warren to Pontiac. You're still there 28 years later. Why did you ever move to Pontiac?
Well, actually, I became a board member of the old Pontiac Rescue Mission. I was on the board, later becoming chairman of the board. One of the things missing at Pontiac Rescue Mission was a local church. At that time, we had all men in the rescue mission. There were no women and children. And we can talk about that a little bit later. But it was all men. But they had no community, really. Every Sunday morning, we would send them out to a church of their choice. And they were supposed to bring back a bulletin, a church bulletin, showing that they actually went to church. Well, we would get, it would be December, and we'd get July 4th bulletins back. So they weren't attending church. There was really not that local church community. There's no one more a loner than the drug addict. So I began to see a real need, and I think God put it on my heart, not only for a local church for them to attend and for them to have their own pastor, but also the necessity of a program there at Pontiac Rescue Mission, a drug rehab program that was Christ-centered. And so we started that with, you know, we had some problems getting the board at first to see the need for that drug rehab program. But later they came on board, and it's my belief that if all you're doing is feeding, clothing, and sheltering the drug addict, that's horrible charity. If you're just keeping the drug addict alive, the drug addict needs a change of life, a change of heart, and I believe only God can do that. You can heal a broken arm, but a broken heart, only God can heal that. The miracle of the new birth, the miracle of Christ in you, the hope of glory, and the miracle of having a church community and family community and a literal housing community.
We're talking to Pastor Kent Clark. If you want to learn more, www.gracecenters.org. Pastor Clark, you've served the people of Pontiac for the last 28 years. Tell us about Pontiac.
When I went to Pontiac 28 years ago, it was a bankrupt city, and many listeners will know we were just coming out of bankruptcy there in the city of Pontiac. I can remember when we had the Super Bowl there, the downtown area was all boarded up. They took the boards off the stores down on Saginaw Street and opened the bars for the Super Bowl. And then as soon as the Super Bowl was over, they closed them back up. So Pontiac has been struggling. It's the county seat of Oakland County, the first, second, third wealthiest county in the United States. It's a manageable city of about 66,000. I saw great potential for the city of Pontiac. First, it was pretty rough, our being in Pontiac. They thought we were the magnet that drew all the homeless drug addicts to downtown Pontiac. When and if all you're doing, again, Jack, is feeding, clothing, sheltering the drug addict, that could be true. But what we were about, what Grace Centers of Hope which we later named Pontiac Rescue Mission, Grace Centers of Hope. What Grace Centers of Hope is all about is people getting their life back. We have spent, I may be branching out here a little bit in this, but this is so important. We've spent $22 trillion, this government, since 1964, in trying to solve this drug homeless problem. And we're worse off now than we were in 1964. And that's simply because cold checks from Washington will not solve the problems of the heart. Only Christ can do that. And so we receive no government funding.
You have to raise your budget. Annual budget is $8 million plus a year, no government money, which is crazy. Why do you do that? And how do you come up with $8 million a year for the drug addicts in Pontiac?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, there is no such thing as government funding without strings. There just is no such thing. I know that. Plus, the entitlement programs do not work. They just do not work. And we have $22 trillion that we have spent to prove that. Not only that, but we have a debt this country has of just about $22 trillion. We're in trouble in this country. We're not solving the problems. Christ truly is the answer. God really is the answer. And you can see this nation has drifted from God bless America, God speaking to us, God making himself known. You see the breakup of the family. You see what's going on in this nation. It's godless. And so taking government funding is not the answer. Dollars are not the answer. So where do we get the $8 million? It comes from, you know, America's still made up of the greatest people in the world, the most giving people in the world. And especially, I think that's true of Christian people. We're givers. And we see that this country has a problem. So our $8 million, that's a full-time job raising those funds. But think about the thousands of people that donate to Grace Centers of Hope on a monthly basis because they believe what I'm saying is true. They believe that God is the answer and want to get back to that old America that we all once enjoyed and have that America back for our grandchildren and our children.
We're talking to Pastor Kent Clark. When we come back, we'll ask him about some of the offerings and services that Grace Centers of Hope provides. And I'm Jack Rasul, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Rasul, and we're with Pastor Kent Clark. In 2012, Grace Centers of Hope was named Crane's Best Managed Nonprofit. www.gracecenters.org. AKA Pastor Superman, can you talk about a few of the services that Grace Centers of Hope provides?
Well, many years ago, when I went to the old Pontiac Rescue Mission, it was all men, basically. There were no women and children. So we began the 1 year, what we call the 1 year program for men. We also now have that 1 year program for mothers and kids. By the way, Jack, just so listeners know, I want to get this in. We turned away 8,500 mothers and children last year because we did not have room. We're in the process now of building a new shelter for them, a $5.8 million project, and we're almost there. May 18th, we're going to open that new shelter. So we'll give everyone an invite to come and see. But we have a one-year life skills program, a 30-day what we call emergency care. There are homeless people who are out there on the streets and need emergency care. So they come in for 30 days. We'll give them 30 days. We're not going to give more than that. We'll give them 30 days to find a job find an apartment. We'll help them. Because what I found out is that when we let people stay there for years, literally at a time, we were supporting people in their drug addiction. We believe in holding people accountable and responsible for their life choices. So when they come in for 30 days, they see the one-year program where men and women are getting their life back and children. So we have the one-year program. We actually take people from homelessness to home ownership. So there's the 1 year. We just graduated over 100 moms and dads from our one-year program, our life skills program, last week. And then they moved to Little Grace Village, which is a literal village, a couple of streets there in Pontiac, where we own the houses. We own the street. We control the street. So there's no drug use on the street. It's a safe street. It's called Seneca Street. There in Pontiac. It used to be one of the worst streets in the city. So they move there. They're there for 2 years. And then after 2 years of working, getting their life back, getting normality into their life, they're held accountable and responsible there. We do drug testing, surprise drug testing, because we want to hold them accountable. We want to see them getting off drugs. When they graduate from Little Grace Village or from aftercare, we'll give them an opportunity to buy a house. We're the bank. We own 45 houses there in a cluster in Pontiac, and some of those houses are offered up for sale to them. So from homelessness to home ownership, and we like to say through the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have a full-time daycare there. We're doubling the size of our daycare. It will now house 60 children in our daycare. While mom's getting her life back, those children are in our daycare where they are taught the Bible. They're taught the gospel. They grow in their educational. Many of the kids have not lived in the same place for over 6 months their entire life when they come to Grace Centers. They lived in the back seat of a car or a vacant house. So they're way behind in their schooling as well. This is something I'm really proud of, too, is our educational center there at Grace Centers. Many of our people go on to college. They get their GED at Grace Centers of Hope. We are the only GED-accredited place there in the city of Pontiac, Grace Centers of Hope, where you can get your GED. So we have people coming from the outside there to be tested for their GED. But getting folks back into the mainstream through the gospel of Jesus Christ is what we're really all about.
We're talking to a salesman for God for the last 15 years, Pastor Kent Clark. He mentioned that the William A. Davis Woman and Children's Center will be opening in a little more than a month. And this coming Saturday, our good friend Alexander Zonchik will meet Motown, a benefit concert at Lafayette Grand Center in Pontiac this coming Saturday night, 248-688-5205 or www.gracecentersofhope.org. Tell us about this Woman and Children's Center that's going to open up, $2.2 million project.
Yes, indeed. We have a capital campaign going on. We're right now short about $1,600,000 of our goal to have the complete dollars raised and to be absolutely debt-free. It's a beautiful building. Actually, 15 years ago, approximately, we raised $1,040,000 quarters, and we bought an old church building there on Woodward, at the corner of Woodward and Perry. Pontiac refused to give us a variance, so for 15 years, we've held church in that building. The Grace Gospel Fellowship Church has met there. Then Clutch Cargo came up for sale. And I've been praying about that God would give us that old congregational church building, which was a nightclub for years and years and years. And we had a gentleman, actually a family, bought Clutch Cargo building for $500,000 and gave me the deed. That was a God thing as well. So we moved our church meeting place to the old Clutch Cargo building. And we are now almost totally remodeled this new women and children shelter, which will increase our women and children's capacity about 200% from what it is now. So we're just ecstatic, praising God for this new building, new facility for moms and kids, and it's beautiful.
I asked you when we had breakfast a few weeks ago, have you ever witnessed a miracle? And you said, Jack, many. One miracle was a man named William Davis.
William Davis, Bill Davis. I had taken a bucket of coins into TCF Bank, and unbeknownst to me, Bill Davis was standing behind me. He was 80 years old. He was standing behind me, and he tapped me on the shoulder, and he said, may I interrupt you a moment? I said, yes, you may. He said, I would like to ask you where you get your hair cut. And I said, well,
I
Bill,
ask you, where do you get the hair? Forget the haircut. Mark, look at the man's hair.
So I said to Bill, if you'll wait just a few minutes, I'll get the phone number. Pete has cut my hair for 20 years, and I'll get his phone number and give it to you. I did. To make a long story even shorter, Bill and I became very, very good friends. I met him. I was in Big Boy for breakfast one morning after I had met him, and he said, Pastor, is that you? I said, yes, it is. He said, well, you come over to my table. And I went over to his table, and he said, I have a question, another question for you. Will you preach my funeral? I said, are you sick? He goes, no, but I just have no one to speak at my funeral, and I think it's time I should be thinking about that. My wife died a few weeks ago, and unexpectedly, and at any rate, he began to volunteer at Grace Centers in the kitchen, serving meals, 80 years old. He also became a major donor. He bought a couple of houses and gave them to Grace Centers of Hope there in Pontiac on the street that we own. He passed away. He got cancer. I visited him in Beaumont Hospital. He confessed faith in Christ, and he passed away. Upon his death, we learned that Bill had left us $1 million, that there was $1 million given toward the William Davis Women and Children's Shelter. That's a miracle.
With God, anything is possible. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Jack Rasula, this is Anything is Possible, and we're talking to Pastor Kent Clark, who in 1979 founded Grace Gospel Fellowship Church. 37 years later, it's still the senior pastor there. God brings us angels. And another one in your life was David Mardigian.
David Mardigian, what a blessed man he was, and what a giver to Grace Centers of Hope and Grace Gospel Fellowship he became. Actually, many years ago, we were remodeling the upstairs of the old Pontiac post office for our moms and kids, and we got it all remodeled, all the rooms remodeled, except the bathroom. And we needed $7,000 to remodel the bathroom for the women and kids. So I went on WMUZ and asked about that, and a lady called from Ypsilanti, who was working at the General Motors plant there. She said, the ladies here in the plant, we're going to raise your $7,000 for the women children's shelter dorm. So she called back in about a couple of weeks, and she said, Pastor, there's some people here who want to come out and see if they can help with remodeling that dorm for your moms and kids. And so sure enough, there was a guy named David Mardigian came out, his secretary named Pam, a guy named Kat came out with him, and we're walking through the old Pontiac post office, and David said, this place is full of asbestos. I'm going to take it out for you. Well, I knew it'd take $400,000 to take it out because we'd already investigated to some degree. So I was elated about that. We got upstairs to where the bathroom was, and David said to Pam, who was his secretary, he said, how come this bathroom's not done? She said, well, you know, the toilets and tubs and things out at the General Motors plant won't fit in here. This building's too old. And I thought, wow, here, who is this guy? He has something to do with General Motors. Maybe he's the president of General Motors, although he wasn't dressed that way. Anyway, he said to his secretary, take my credit card tomorrow and get everything they need. Let's get this done. So it was about 4 o'clock. It's date night for my Pam and I. I call her Her Majesty. We go out on Friday night. And so I'm thinking, wow, this is awesome, but I need to get home by 5 o'clock. Anyway, David said to me, you have some thrift stores, don't you? I said, yes, we do. He said, I got some things I want to give you, but I want you to come and see them now. And I'm thinking to myself, well, he's taking the asbestos out. He's finished the bathroom. Pam will have to wait maybe tonight. So anyway, I'm thinking bags of clothes. And so we get outside and there's four Escalades lined up, black Escalades. I'm thinking, this guy is big with General Motors. Anyway, he told them, you go on, I'm going to ride with Pastor. He said, do you have a GM car? I said, well, I have a Chrysler truck. He said, that'll do, made in America. So he got in the truck with me, and first thing he said to me is, where's Seneca Street? I said, oh, you know about Seneca Street. He said, yes, I did your first house for you. You never knew who did it. And sure enough, our first house on 53 Seneca Street needed totally remodeling. It should have been torn down probably. David Martigian sponsored that house and got all the people, hired all the people, unbeknownst to me. I never found out for nearly 10 years. Didn't find out. So at any rate, we went on out up to Updike and South Boulevard, and there was the huge General Motors plant out there. He said the Escalades was lined up. He said, get out of your truck and get in my car now. We're going to ride up to the plant. I could see they're about to tear the plant down. And David said to me, this plant's 1,700,000 square feet. And I'm thinking, what are we doing out here at the GM plant? I came to look at bags of clothes. We pulled into that plant, and as far as you could see, there was items. I mean, I can't describe to you. 1,700,000 square feet had been collectively put into several thousand square feet because they were going to tear the building down. We pulled up beside 200 executive chairs, and he said, do you want it? And I said to him, those executive chairs? Absolutely. We could probably get $100 a piece at our thrift stores. He said, all of it. I said, you mean all of it? Everything in the plant? He said, all of it, some of it, or none of it. You don't have to take any of it. So I said, yes, I want it. He said, when can you start moving it? I said, Monday. He said, he looked right at me, and he goes, do you even have a truck, Pastor? I go, well, we have some old thrift store trucks. They have 300,000 miles on them. He said, okay, where are you going to put it? I said, well, we own the old Sears building. We'll put it in the old Sears and Roebuck building there in downtown Pontiac. He said, okay. So he had his general manager show me around a little bit and said, when they bring the trucks, you help them, load them up. Keep those trucks rolling. We're going to empty this place. We got back in his automobile, and he looked at me, and he said, did I hear you say you don't have air conditioning in your church? I said, no, we don't. I said, do you have air conditioners out here? He goes, oh, no, we've already got rid of those. But he said, I wrote you a check while you was talking to my general manager there. You go get all of the air conditioners you need and air condition your church. Now, what's happened? I'm trembling, and I'm trembling inside, and I'm thinking, this can't be happening. And by the way, we were $500,000 below budget, and it was in June. And so we got back to where my car was, and we're standing in a circle, and David said, so one more thing before you go, Pastor. You're having a golf outing, right, in August? I said, yes, we are. He said, how many sponsors do you have? I said, one, TCF Bank, for $2,000. He said, isn't your premier sponsor $20,000? I said, that's right. He said, this is June. I said, yeah, I know. We're running a little behind. He points to this guy who went through the building, the post office with us. He points to this guy and he goes, Cat, I spent $30 million with you last year. You will be Pastor Clark's premier golf sponsor. It's the vice president of Caterpillar. And he said, I'm going to match what you do. Well, that's $40,000. We've got the asbestos out. We've got the bathrooms done. And I've been given 1,700,000 square feet worth of stuff. We sold it all over the world for about $1 million, actually, came out of that. We made budget. But when he said to Kat, you're going to match Pastor Clark's $20,000 for his golf sponsor, I fell to the ground. I literally fell to the ground. My legs went weak, and I was just totally overcome. And they're trying to pick me up, and they're going, Pastor, is it your heart? I said, yes, but I'm not having a heart attack. That's a miracle.
You're a shining example of somebody who truly trusts God. God is your partner. Like Mother Teresa used to say, God's my partner, he's my banker.
That is so very, very true. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Another thing about, you know, accepting government funding, we could get millions of dollars in taxpayer dollars. But I have learned this. We trust God. We tell the people our need, and we trust God to put it upon their hearts to give. And I don't think I would ever have seen those miracles. Those who don't live by faith miss the miracles. To see the miracles, to trust God and believe that he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. I love to experience God on a daily basis.
www.gracecenterswithanSofhope.org. And our good friend Alexander Zonchik will highlight a benefit this coming Saturday. If you want to learn more, www.gracecentersofhope.org. AKA Pastor Superman, Pastor Kent Clark, as our time winds down together, can you lead us in a closing prayer, please, this evening?
I will. Father, thank you for Jack. Thank you for this radio broadcast and the opportunity to tell the story of your amazing grace and power. Thank you for loving us with an unconditional love and working in us both to will and to do of your good pleasure. Bless our nation, we pray. In Christ's name, amen.
Pastor Kent Clark, thanks a million. What a shining example of a salesman for God and someone who's learned to let go and let God.
Thank you, Jack.
Please join us next Sunday. Until then, I'm Jack Rasula. Thanks for listening, and make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spahom.
Believe in yourself.